Welcome to Edward Willett's World of Science for April the 12th, 2012. For more science columns, visit my website online at edwardwillett.com. And look for my latest book, The Helix War, combining Mars Seguro and Terra Insegura in one volume. It's available now from Daw Books. This week's science column, The QWERTY Effect. I took to typing like a writer to a keyboard. In high school, I was always the fastest typist in typing class. Possibly it was genetic. My mother, who worked as a secretary, was a very fast typist. Possibly it was because I was highly motivated. My handwriting was, and is, atrocious. Anyone who has learned to touch type has probably wondered about the peculiar arrangement of the standard keyboard, usually called QWERTY. Why aren't the letters in, say, alphabetical order? The fact is, some of the earliest typewriters did have keyboards in alphabetical order. But they had a problem. Alphabetical order put some frequently used letter pairs too close together on the keyboard, resulting in mechanical clashes. QWERTY was invented in 1868 and adopted by Remington for the Scholes and Glidden typewriter, whose brand name eventually became the generic name of all such machines, one sure sign of commercial success. The other sign of the machine's success is the fact that its QWERTY layout was soon adopted by all other manufacturers. QWERTY was designed to prevent the mechanical clashes that arose in early machines when two adjacent keys were struck in quick succession. It did that by separating frequently used letter pairs to opposite sides of the keyboard. It also, not coincidentally, contains all the letters for the word typewriter in the top row, allowing salesmen to easily demonstrate the machine. QWERTY is now everywhere, which means that most of what you read passed at some time through a QWERTY keyboard. And now there's research that suggests that the QWERTY arrangement actually affects the emotional content of what we read. Linguists and psychologists talk about the articulators used in language production. They usually mean part of the vocal tract, but with so much language being produced using a keyboard, increasingly we're letting our fingers do our articulation for us. In spoken language, a portion of the meaning of words is linked to the way they are articulated. Researchers Kyle Jasmine and Daniel Casasanto wanted to find out if the same held true for typed language. How does this supposed effect work? The QWERTY keyboard is asymmetrical. There are actually more letters on the left side of the midline than on the right. This means it is slightly more difficult to type words that use left side letters than those that use right side letters, something which has been demonstrated experimentally. The researchers decided to test the hypothesis that right side words, because they are easier to type, might be viewed more positively than left side words. Not only that, but this might carry over to spoken language, because touch typists, like me, actually implicitly activate the positions of keys when they read words. To test this, Jasmine and Casasanto conducted three experiments using three QWERTY-using languages, Dutch, Spanish, and, of course, English. In the first, they set out to find if the QWERTY effect carried across different languages, and found that it did. They showed participants a list of words and had them rate the emotional valence on a scale of 1 to 5, using mannequins, a smiling figure at the positive end and a frowning figure at the negative end. Overall, words with more right-side letters were rated to have a more positive meaning than words with more left-side letters. Next, they tested whether QWERTY influences new words more than old words, and found that the QWERTY effect was indeed more apparent in words coined after the invention of QWERTY. Finally, they tested for the effect with pseudo-words, made-up words with no meaning. Science fiction and fantasy writers take note, we make up words all the time. Sure enough, made-up words with more right-side letters were judged to have more positive meanings. In the words of the researchers, it appears that using QWERTY shapes the meaning of existing words and may also influence which new words and abbreviations get adopted into the lexicon and the texticon by encouraging the use of words and abbreviations whose emotional valences are congruent with the letters' locations on the keyboard. And the practical applications? Quote, people responsible for naming new products, brands, and companies might do well to consider the potential advantages of consulting their keyboards and choosing the right name, unquote. And for what it's worth, I just realized that my name, Edward, is typed entirely using the left-hand keys. It's a wonder I have any friends at all. That's it for this week's Science Column. I'll be back next week with another column. In the meantime, you can read my columns online at edwardwillett.com, edwardwillett.com. And look for my new book, The Helix War, combining my science fiction novels Mars Seguro and Terra Insegura in one volume, available now from Daw Books. That's it for this week. I'll be back next week. Bye for now.